And that is the intro to our latest episode of Pork Therapy. Hello, it's Mike.
And this is Stephanie.
And we're here with another episode.
Of Pork Therapy. And is that what you wanted me to say?
Sure.
I'm finishing the sentences that you have no idea how you want me to finish them.
I don't even know if I'm starting them. Okay,
yeah,
so...
Probably. We just chat the whole time. This is Pork Therapy, and somehow you're still listening to us,
and
right?
We appreciate it, even though you are technically insane.
Yeah, you're probably damaging yourself.
doing yourself harm. Save yourselves!
And if you want to keep damaging your ears, you can go to porktherapy.com and pick up our episodes. And you can go to our Facebook page, right?
Right, facebook.porktherapy.com.
We have a very active Facebook group discussing their topics on our Facebook page.
We don't, but we feel if we say that, it'll become active.
I don't know. There's been a lot of activity, although right. Probably 90% of the posts are from us.
Right, we didn't say who was active on our page.
We'll post to each other. It'll be like, Pork Therapy says, hey Mike, what are you doing right now? And Pork Therapy says, hey Stephanie,
you're killing yourself over here.
All right, this is getting totally ridiculous. So I think I crossed a boundary here, right?
Oh, you did.
Making a segue into our topic.
We have boundaries of reasonableness.
Wait, we should give out our email address.
If you would like to make a suggestion or ask us a question.
Or get on our Pork Therapy couch.
Yeah. If you'd like
we haven't
get
mentioned
on
the couch,
couch
in a couple of episodes.
You can send us an email at questions@porktherapy.com.
Mm-hmm. Or you can email us at mike@porktherapy.com or stephanie@porktherapy.com.
Right.
And we have way too many email addresses, so...
And websites, because we haven't even mentioned Twitter.
And we have a Twitter. We've got it all, you know?
Got it all going on,
We've even got the mobile Pork Therapy studio that's super high-tech and that has awesome audio quality.
As you can hear, if you can make out the words we're speaking.
It's godlike, really.
Yeah, well,
it's amazing.
It is made by Apple.
So, okay, we're talking about boundaries tonight.
Yes.
We got this suggestion, and again, it's not really a specific question, but it's a topic. It was a one-word suggestion for a topic. So what should we say about boundaries? What are boundaries, first of all?
Boundaries are essentially, the way I'm using it is relationship-related, and
right,
so it would be...
Exactly. I think that was the way that the question was,
right.
was phrased, right?
Agreement limitations. You don't think so?
No, I think so, but I think they also don't always have to be explicit. Like, sometimes they are and sometimes they're not. Would you agree with that?
I don't know what you mean. If they're not explicit, you mean like, if you just enter in a monogamous relationship, you implicitly understand that the boundary is you won't sleep with other people?
I think for a lot of people that's implied. Because it's so common and... Not that that's necessarily, like, the right thing or
right,
whatever. I mean, I think that if you're going to have an agreement, it should always be explicit.
Yes, I think so.
Right.
Actually, I encountered a situation very recently where an implicit agreement came to a head, and they both had different expectations
mm-hmm.
of what the limit actually was.
Right.
And so that was problematic because they never communicated it before.
Mm. That's why it's really important to have, like, those conversations.
Right,
and
it's...
Try to anticipate situations before they come up.
Right, but it's also difficult and sometimes uncomfortable because if you're in, you know, salad years and everything's going well, you don't really
salad
want...
Salad years? Is that like...
I'm old. If things are going well and, you know, you're all happy
salad
and...
Salad in your ears? Salad fingers?
Wow, that was apparently one I should not have brought up.
I'm sorry, Mike. I crossed a boundary. I interrupted you.
Yeah. The soup years are much worse.
Yes, the main course years.
Main course. I can't wait for the dessert years. I don't even know what I was saying now.
If you're in a good time. You know,
oh, yeah, okay.
I think I know what you were about to say. But
go for it.
Well, I think you were about to say that if you're in a relationship with someone and everything's going smoothly and going well, you don't necessarily want to bring up scenarios in which things are going poorly, and you have to define what's going to happen in case things go awry.
You're
Is
all
that right?
Yeah, you're lovey-dovey. You love spending time around each other. You love doing things with each other, and you don't really want to talk about what happens. What do we do when I hate you now?
Yeah, exactly.
What do we do?
What
with
happens
the kids?
When, like, this child we just had? Like,
sure.
You know, what happens when if we get divorced, or what happens if we split up?
It's ugly. It can be ugly. It can be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It could be difficult to do. It could also, it's basically an insurance policy, because you might not break up, you might not hate each other in the future, mm-hmm. but if you do, having this discussion in advance could really make it go smoother.
Yeah, I agree. What should we, you know, I think one thing that would be good to do on this episode is talk about situations where we feel that, you know, like someone has crossed a boundary with us.
Okay.
Any kind of boundary.
Well, do you have an example in your life then?
I was going to let you go first.
Damn it.
I won't put you on the spot if you want me to say an example.
If you have an example, say one, because I have one that whose details I just do not want to reveal at the moment.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Well, I was thinking, like, of a situation in the workplace where, like, a coworker of mine had something good happen. You know, he got, something published, which was a big deal that he had been working on for a really long time. And this person is a little bit shy, and I just wasn't, like, I kind of wanted to give him a hug, because I'm a very friendly person, and I was, like, really happy for him, and I just wasn't sure if it was appropriate. And I wasn't sure if I would be crossing a boundary by giving him a hug, so I asked. I said, would it be okay if I gave you a hug? And, like, he gave me, like, a half hug, you know?
like a bro
like,
hug?
Like a bro hug, pretty much. Which was fine.
A-frame hug.
The A-frame hug. Yeah. So that in that situation, I just wasn't really sure if I was going to be crossing a boundary. Because,
okay.
You know, it's a work environment. You're supposed to make things as, like, non-touchy-feely as possible, I suppose. I guess it depends where you work, but...
Okay, like, well, I...
So, but I think that was an example... did I cut you off?
No.
Like, I think that was an example of how to handle a situation where you're not sure what the boundary is.
Okay.
You know, if you're a little bit unclear. Like, sometimes it's black and white, but what are you giggling about?
I just thought of a couple examples that... Go on.
Okay, so give your examples.
Well, they're not...
Yeah, that
they're
was
not,
pretty much all I wanted to say.
I can't, for some reason, think of an example that happens to me, but I know of two examples that happen to people close to me.
Uh-huh.
And
one... Those are the best examples to give, because you don't have to talk about yourself. You don't have to embarrass yourself.
I have
talking about how you crossed the line.
A friend, in air quotes, who... No. Mm-hmm. So one example would be these two friends of mine, opposite genders, who are in a romantic relationship. And one is kind of poly by nature, and the other is monogamous. And so the poly person, who is the woman, has decided to try and become behave monogamously to
ooh,
because she
ouch.
I think she loves this guy or she likes him a lot or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so there...
Well, I shouldn't say ouch because that's, you know, that's her choice, right?
It is her choice.
I mean,
I say ouch because I don't know if you can change your nature, but that's not my point.
I think that's part of your sexual orientation.
I think it really is.
I don't think it's something
I guess it's
can...
related to the boundaries they set up because they mm-hmm. talked about it and they understand each other, who each other are.
Yeah.
And the agreement they came to, the boundary is, and I don't know the details, but it's something to the effect of, well, the woman... can flirt and can hug and can touch and kiss for like less than 3 seconds or whatever their rules are. Mm-hmm. But anything more, that's crossing the boundary. Yeah. And click.
Great. Yeah, you can't see us, but someone's making a stopwatch motion. And
for the kiss.
Yeah.
I'd like to be the kissometer.
Which gets kind of, you know, ridiculous.
The kiss referee.
Maybe,
it can get ridiculous,
you know,
but that's a boundary they set up. That's why I was kind of giggling.
Yeah, no, but that, I mean... No, I hear exactly what you're saying. Like, it can get a little bit ridiculous like
uh-huh.
that. But, it, I mean, at the same time, it's like, you don't want to have an arbitrary boundary. But also, like, boundaries exist so that one person doesn't feel uncomfortable.
Right. If they didn't have... All right, this boundary may seem silly or difficult to measure or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if they didn't talk about it and didn't come up with it, it would be even worse.
Right.
Because... He might...
And now that they've defined it,
yes.
like, it's easier for her to stick within that boundary. You
That's
know?
Correct.
Like, if he had just said, like, in your example, if the guy had just said, okay, well, you can kiss other people, but you can't kiss them for too long.
Right.
Right? Then, what's too long?
Exactly.
And how is she going to know that? Maybe for her, 5 minutes is short, but for him...
Right.
Like,
and
30 seconds is long.
It's
so
or three.
Yeah, or three.
if they
is
hadn't
it really
talked,
3 seconds?
I don't know what the details are. I have no
okay.
idea.
Okay.
And in
know.
Fact,
it might be that
you can kiss the same
friends.
Gender, but not the opposite gender. I don't know what the rules are, but they have some kind of rule.
A lot of couples
right.
have that.
Right.
Supposedly, like couples who call themselves monogamous, like
right? They allow
heterosexual couples. Mm. Well, I think you know why I think that is because a lot of heterosexual couples. Well, it's like we talked about the double standard between male and female. homosexuality last time, on the Barsexuals episode.
Right. Like, tune it in. Listen.
Yes. Go back in our archives and check it out. But, I mean, I think that a lot of heterosexual couples, you know, it's a common situation for the lady to, you know, maybe want to explore something with other people, but the guy doesn't feel comfortable allowing her to be with another guy because he feels threatened by that. But he doesn't feel threatened if it's a woman because he thinks that, okay, she's heterosexual, she's going to be partnered with a guy, and so if she kisses a woman or does whatever with a woman, that's not a threat to me because she'll never want her as a partner.
So for them, the boundary is a little different than for other couples.
Sure.
They set their rules differently. You can kiss women, but not men. Other couples would be something different.
Right.
Right.
But I just think that's a common... Probably. Boundary that some people have, which I don't know. I don't know if I agree with the logic of the guy in that situation.
I don't either. I don't necessarily either, but
yeah.
You know, I'm not, this podcast isn't about judging what a specific boundary. It's talking about boundaries in general.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's fair.
So
continue. I blatantly interrupted you.
Blatantly.
I'm so sorry.
I trust that won't happen again.
Oh.
And that was a joke from our last episode. So another example I had.
By Barsky.
Who do I ostracize?
No, hello.
I've been ostracized. I continue to be ostracized.
I've been ostracized too, but you know, I roll with it. I try not to get ostracized.
So another example of a boundary isn't,
we all have
isn't
at some time or another.
What, been ostracized?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, probably, almost certainly.
For sure.
Is not really one in a romantic relationship. It's kind of a societal boundary.
Mm-hmm. Wait, but did you finish your example about the couple where the woman is poly and the guy is not?
Oh, I think so. I just wanted to point out that...
But did one of them violate the boundaries? Or did she violate... It sounded like that story was going towards in the direction of she...
As far as I...
She did something that stepped across the
line
and set him off and...
I don't know. As far as I know, she did kiss someone too long or, you know, whatever the rule was, she crossed it. And he was upset, and they talked about it, and they're still together. So,
well, I think that's a fine way to handle it. Maybe the boundary wasn't clearly defined before the kissing.
That could be the case, or maybe since Polly is new to the guy, he set what he thought was a comfortable boundary, and when it was crossed, they talked about it, and he's comfortable with something more, or maybe he set it back to something less, and she agreed. I unfortunately don't know the details.
I mean, people can, you know, despite the best of talking about things before they happen and best of intentions, you know, things can, like, you might think, okay, I'll be fine if I see my partner kissing someone else. But
then
when it actually happens,
you're
not okay with it. And that's when you have to go back and redefine the boundaries, right?
Right. And that's
like, boundaries aren't set in stone.
No.
If they're in a relationship, everything is always negotiable and,
right. And
you can go back and
this topic of boundaries really incorporates communication, which we've talked
about.
Trust,
everything
which
is
we've
communication
talked about.
Is the key.
It's key
in all
relationships.
Hot. Yeah, we did that pretty well. We're getting better since the first podcast.
Well, we're getting better at sucking.
Well, yeah, that's, oh, I was pretty good.
Oh, I never.
I'm sorry, what were you saying, Mike?
I don't know. It totally went out of my brain with that comment. So I do have an example of a different kind of boundary, I think. And it's not one based in relationships, but based on just society or cultural norms.
Mm-hmm.
And that is recently in a public place, some friends and I were hanging out. And we're joking. And one person made a joke referencing a race... an attribute of that race. And, it was not racist in nature. It was a joke, but he said it so loudly, and anyone around could have heard it and mistaken it for something racist or something very cruel.
Did I happen to not be there when that joke was told?
No, you were there.
Was I? Did I just not notice it? Oh, I do remember this now. I was actually the subject of the joke.
I was trying to be vague, but that kind of nails it down.
No, we can, there's no secrets on Pork Therapy.
Anyway.
It was a Jew joke, and I was the subject of it. It was a joke about my nose.
Actually, you're nailing this down. But what time was it said?
I think you don't have a Jew nose.
Okay, now we might have crossed a boundary by airing this just now.
I definitely,
no one knows.
You know, that's kind of what we do best on Pork Therapy Podcast. We cross all the boundaries
cross
that you
boundaries.
Expect
like,
us to stay.
Because like, if you're listening to this for actual advice and you've got your children around you and we suddenly say fuck, well then we're crossing a boundary.
No, I think they trust us to swear.
Actually, you're right, because
I'm pretty sure they do.
Because we set our boundaries in advance by labeling this explicit, so they know and they can trust that we're going to say fuck
what?
A lot.
That's a really good point.
Yeah,
fuck a lot.
Fuck a lot.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Fuck a lot.
Yep. It's like Camelot.
So my point with that last example was that the boundary might be considered...
Gaza Strip.
What?
The Gaza Strip.
I don't get it. Don't explain that to me, please.
It's a boundary.
That's true. I guess it is a boundary. But it's not often respected, is it? Is it? Okay, continue on. Continue with this.
Well, we could actually talk about that kind of boundary then. Let's talk about a legal boundary, a government.
Let's finish talking about the Jew joke first.
Oh, the Jew joke. Okay, so that boundary might be considered.
So it wasn't a boundary with
implicit.
The group of friends that were sitting there, I guess, because we all knew that this person who told the joke wasn't meaning it in an anti-Semitic way.
No,
they weren't just expressing any kind of animosity or.
And
know.
For that matter, the people around us in the public area might be the same way, but we don't know them, and so society
we're not friends
has
with them. It's
right.
sort of different. You know,
society has kind of a boundary of you don't tell racist jokes to strangers.
Yeah,
I mean, it's.
By the way, when I was on one of my med school interviews, somebody told me a Jew joke,
uh-huh.
and I'm a Jew.
And were you offended, or were you no problem?
I wasn't cool with it.
Oh, wow, so that,
no.
that's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really interesting.
I just didn't think it was appropriate.
So here we go, here we go.
Someone who was like a, you know...
Okay, so here we have...
A professional environment would tell a Jew joke.
So like, what are the differences here? Someone you knew, mm-hmm. not well, a total stranger?
Oh, a total stranger.
A total
just
stranger, and in a professional environment, told a Jew joke, and you're Jewish.
A physician who is, like, I expect physicians to be sensitive to, like, cultural...
Okay.
Issues
and you
like,
were offended.
I was
but
offended.
But in another time, you were with someone you knew very well.
Right.
And but it was still a public place, and they told a Jew joke, and you were, of course, still Jewish, and you weren't offended. So
I,
what would
I don't
be
know.
The boundary?
I might have changed.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Does that make me a hypocrite?
No. I don't think it does. I think it means that the boundary isn't steadfast.
Right.
Isn't
the boundaries
solid.
Are different.
Yeah.
In that case.
The boundary is not just floating in air and you can cross it, it's
right.
There's
contextual. A difference between someone who I've just met,
yeah.
who I don't really know if they're anti-Semitic or if they
That's
find out
point.
If they find out that I'm Jewish, are they going to hurt me? Are they going to go after me? Are they going to,
right.
you know, are they going to deny
gonna
me an entrance to medical school or whatever? They I didn't want to go to their stinking medical school anyway if they're going to tell me a Jew joke on my interview. But that was the difference between that stranger that I had just met and the other person who told the Jew joke at dinner,
right.
who I knew was not anti-Semitic,
right.
because he's my partner.
Oh, we just continue to narrow this down. Pretty soon they might find out who it is.
Oh, you're going to be a guest host, don't worry, we're going to drag you into this at some point.
So the boundary could still be cultural, it's just that the boundary might be someone you don't know in a
sure.
public space doesn't
And this is, like, in
the
same way
rights.
That, like, you know, maybe if someone I knew, one of my friends, someone I knew really well, you know, came up to me and smacked my ass. Like, I might not consider that crossing a boundary, but if my med school interviewer smacked my ass, that would definitely be crossing a boundary.
And you know what? This actually isn't such a different boundary, because... The boundary that I think your partner crossed in telling the joke wasn't in telling it to us. It was telling it to where strangers could hear it.
Oh,
and
right.
here,
it was totally fucking inappropriate.
we got the intimate confessions on pork therapy. You heard it first here.
But it's no different than the doctor stranger mm-hmm. because he was a stranger to you. So
right.
the boundary might, this particular societal boundary might just be strangers. You know, what you
right.
what you can say to strangers
well, it's your comfort
in
level.
This culture.
It's comfort.
Yeah.
It's
right. I mean, if someone tells me a racist joke
who
I don't know, I really won't care that much.
Even, you
but
know,
some
even
people do.
If someone tells a joke to me that even if I'm friends, like good friends with them, if the joke is clearly racist and it's clearly like motivated by like, hey, you know, the sentiment that they hate brown people
yeah.
because of the color of their skin, like that is not okay with me at all.
Okay.
And I will tell them about it.
Well, in that case... So the boundary is different for each person. There might be some kind of cultural norm, but it certainly varies, etc.
Right. Which goes back to defining your boundaries.
Define them in advance. You mean you can't define it with all of society, but you can kind of get a norm.
Mm.
You can get an average, but with your personal relationships, you certainly can.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that there are certain people who ignore boundaries or are oblivious to boundaries?
There's definitely people that ignore them.
Yes.
And oblivious? Might be people who are oblivious, but I think there are probably more often people who just don't care. It's hard to be oblivious to boundaries.
It is hard, yeah. I think certain cases, there are people who are just really, like, kind of socially awkward, and they just don't, they don't see those boundaries that everybody else sees. Would you agree with that?
I'm sure that kind of person exists. Do you think it's common? What do you mean? Like someone who would just shout out a Jew joke in public and not see a problem with it?
I think that person might be sitting in the pork therapy studio.
Autistics.
Well, no, yeah, you brought up a really good point about certain autism spectrum disorders where, like, just the way that their brain is, they have different talents and they have, like, certain weaknesses, and usually the weaknesses fall in, like, sensing social cues. And, like, they might see someone reacting to a comment that's been said, and they don't recognize that, like, they don't pick up on the cue that, hey, this person made this face and they were offended by what I just said. And so I shouldn't say that in public again.
Well, then I guess the answer to your question is yes, there are those types of people.
Right.
Now, would that
But do they always have Asperger's syndrome, or are they just, they're just people that are like that?
Well, I don't know. It seems to me that if you don't have some kind of medical, physiological condition that makes you
you have no excuse.
It seems like you can't be oblivious, but you might disagree with it and choose to ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
You might not give a shit and ignore the boundary.
Oh, I can think of a situation.
I have a question about that, though. Okay. The autistic type of people or the Asperger's people, if they can't pick up on cues, what was that?
A lot of porcupines are.
We didn't say it. You said it.
If they can't pick up on facial expressions or cues or whatever, if they are communicated clearly what a boundary is, would they understand?
I think they would understand, but they don't get the implicit boundaries.
Okay, so okay.
I think if you make it explicit, they would.
Okay, and that is a difference in boundaries. I mean,
like, I'm thinking of a particular person that I know, like from my work life, not one of our friends.
Okay.
Who, like, would just say, he just said really inappropriate things all the time. Like, he would come up to people and say, like, wow, you really gained a lot of weight, or, you know, or like, or he would say things like, oh, like, you know,
or, masturbate?
He didn't say that, but I'm sure he would have if he had the opportunity. Or he would do, like, just really inappropriate things. Like, someone that I knew lived with him, was roommates with him, and he would like leave a giant mess in the kitchen and not clean it up.
Okay, that's crossing a boundary, although that's not necessarily a societal norm.
No, but I think, I think his roommates sort of expected something. But then again, it was implicit. I don't know that they ever came out and said, you know, if you make a mess in the sink, I expect you to clean it up within an hour so that I can make my dinner.
Right, right.
You know, so
it might just be implied that if you make a mess in a shared environment, you clean up your mess.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't pick up on that, or they didn't give a shit about it.
Yeah, I think it's maybe the latter. Okay. So a comment from the Peanut Gallery.
Do we have enough time to continue?
We do if you'd
like.
Let's
do it.
Yeah,
this
like
is
going to
be a longer, this already is a longer podcast, a longer episode than normal.
I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, but suck it up.
Yeah. If you're still listening, kudos. That's good. So a comment from the Peanut Gallery has been raised, and that was that, you know, some people consider breaking boundaries or breaking social norms progress or good.
Well,
what do you think about that, Steve?
I think that's true, but I think it can't be generalized because these very people probably would not think that breaking every boundary is good. How about murder? You don't murder people.
Oh, sure.
And they probably wouldn't think going around murdering people is progress. But breaking boundaries,
but they
like...
they might think that two guys kissing in public is breaking a boundary, and that's progressive.
That's progress. And so is saying fuck on the air.
Agree. Yeah,
Or what we're allowed, whatever swear words we're allowed to say on the air now, we weren't before, and that's because comedians and such broke boundaries. They did it.
I don't know about that, though.
No?
I mean, when it's codified by law, it's when it has the force of government behind it, I don't think they really respond to like...
Well, they have.
To it with violence by creating laws, right?
Well,
George Carlin said his seven dirty words,
right?
And then...
And now we can say, what, five of them? because so many people have said them over
but
time.
But there's regulations on that. You know, you can say them after 10 p.m. But
there weren't regulations in the beginning. Now there are regulations, and you can say them sometimes. And in another 10 or 20 years, you'll say fuck at 2 o'clock primetime TV or 6 o'clock primetime TV or whatever. It's more lenient now than it used to be, I think, because people broke those boundaries. And by the way, even if it's legal, that's a boundary. It's one that's aggressive from one direction, but it's a boundary.
Aggressively enforced by the government,
Peanut Gallery, what do you think about the swearing and
you don't ask
boundaries?
The Peanut Gallery, they just comment. That's why they're the Peanut Gallery.
In the future, after the boundary is broken, there has to be a new bad to break a boundary. Make a new boundary.
So after, if you're not allowed...
So it keeps the boundary keeps creeping forward. Is that what you're saying? The boundaries keep sort of creeping up.
It takes people
to push the envelope to keep pushing the boundaries. I think I generally agree with that, especially when they're cultural boundaries. Like, for instance, I'm thinking of specifically of homosexuality.
Uh-huh.
Like, just, you know, there
being
are...
Being open about it?
Oh, yeah, being open about it. Like, you know, 30 years ago, it was not really okay for people of the same gender or sex to, like, express... Love for each other in public, right?
Right, but I'm not sure. We might be talking about the same thing, and you're saying push the boundary, and I'm saying break the boundary. It might just be a terminology difference, because I completely agree.
Yeah, I would say break the boundary is accurate for what I'm talking about. Okay. I think we're in agreement.
So basically, some people decided to be public about their sexuality.
Or how about the 420 protests in Keene?
They're breaking boundaries.
They're breaking sort of a social taboo where
they're smoking
cannabis in public. And some people... have reacted. Some people who you know call themselves liberty minded have reacted very unfavorably
Simon.
Toward that. Oh, what'd you say? I think you're getting a little cough there.
Yeah, I got a little
maybe
phlegm in my throat. I was trying to spit it out. Anyway, yes, people reacted differently.
Ouch. Yeah, maybe we ought to not talk about this boundary in particular. I think we're crossing a line.
Yeah, we're crossing a boundary by talking about boundaries.
Yeah, I mean. But I think that was a good example of breaking a social taboo.
Absolutely.
Is a taboo like a boundary? What is a taboo?
I
like?
Guess it is a boundary, yeah. Because what's some things that are
a
that
taboo
were taboo
like
then
you
aren't
don't,
taboo
you
now.
You don't talk about, right. You don't mention, and you certainly don't do, right?
Right,
that's,
like
that's
your sister.
A taboo. Oh, ouch. You can talk about your sister all you want.
But you can't talk about doing her.
No.
Unless you live in
Vermont. Ouch. Oh. Ooh. This is getting ugly here.
Yeah, that was a boundary. That was
get
a boundary,
off our couch.
A boundary about boundaries.
all right. Yeah, we're done. What do you think? Is there anything else you want to talk about boundaries? Have you broken any boundaries lately that you want to talk about?
I probably have actually, but I you know what? I certainly
what
have because
boundary?
I break laws all the time because I think they're ridiculous and those are technically boundaries.
That's awesome.
I mean,
I think that's great. I think you should. I think you should break that.
Right, and the purpose, absolutely. My purpose is twofold. One, just to live more freely because I think the laws are ridiculous. But mm-hmm. two, to kind of do what I think the comedians did and people do by breaking boundaries is push them back or break them.
Absolutely.
I mean, if there is a boundary, and let's talk physical. If mm-hmm. there is a fence around your yard and you don't have a lot of space, and mm-hmm. so you break it down and build it up 10 feet wider. Mm-hmm. Well, then you've got more space, but then when you grow or when you get another dog or when you need more space, so you break the boundary further. And that's kind of what I'm doing metaphorically by just ignoring these bullshit laws.
Right. Exactly.
Right. I just build if I just build my fence on the other side of their house, suddenly it's my house, and then the boundary is solved.
I don't know about solved.
You just put up a fence around the land that's not yours.
Right. That's right. You know, whole earth except for this plot is mine.
You know, like what you said, Mike, about disobeying bad laws.
Uh-huh.
I love that, first of all. And
right.
I agree, and I do that myself, uh-huh. too. Maybe not to the super extent that you do, because you're just awesome.
Or that some people do, that others than me, but yes.
But, you know, like, when you said that, I immediately thought of speed limits.
Yeah.
Like, okay, the speed limit is 65 most of the time on the highway, right?
In this state, yeah.
Does anybody actually go 65?
No, and who...
Maybe a few people.
Who... and when was that speed limit made? What was the technology, the average speed of cars at the time...
sure. It was made 50 years ago.
And what was the conditions for which that speed limit applies?
Sure.
To which cars? New or old?
Mm-hmm.
Well-kept or poorly maintained?
Mm-hmm.
What was the weather like when that speed limit... So this boundary is so vague and
it's
so generalized.
It's very arbitrary. But the thing is, nowadays, so many people routinely break that law and routinely go over the speed. Like, I don't think you could talk to anyone who drives a car and ask them, have you ever sped? Have you ever broke, like, gone over the speed limit? And have someone answer, oh my goodness, I would never do that.
That's right.
Everybody has sped. I mean, it's a great example of how people just ignoring these ridiculous laws that, I mean, the speed limit is not meant to keep you safe. It's meant to collect revenue for the cops who enforce it,
right?
And the towns that they...
So it's a great boundary to break down or to push back to ridiculous limits so that it's not an issue.
So you know, I think that's progressive.
I totally think so. But, you know, I think also breaking boundaries is to be progressive can be in personal relationships, too. Like the example I used in the very beginning where the guy was mono and the girl was poly and they had certain boundaries. Uh-huh. Well, I don't know what happened with them, but let's say, you know, she's uncomfortable being monogamous, but she wants to because she loves him. Mm-hmm. And so she pushes their boundary. I'm going to kiss for 30 seconds instead of 20. Mm-hmm. And then they talk about it and see how he feels and see if he's comfortable with it.
And maybe he is comfortable.
And maybe he is. So then she's going to try for 45 seconds. And then, you know, maybe she's not going to, you know, there'll be a point at which he does not want to push that boundary anymore. Mm-hmm. And so he's stretched and she's stretched and they're both happier.
Sure.
Or it could happen that way.
But
anyway.
if there are two people who agree upon a boundary, and then one or the other of them breaks the agreement, and the other one doesn't mind or doesn't care, is that really a boundary anymore?
Like anymore? No.
I think the boundary has been obliterated at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, you know, you got to be careful because if you go around breaking boundaries and they can trust you're going to do that, then you're probably also going to break the relationship.
That's right.
Yeah. And let's take a break.
Yeah, I think we're bound to stop right now.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Well done.
If we cross the 32 or 33 minute boundary, then we're
32. We got to cut it off in 26 seconds. So thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you from the bottom of our porcupine little hearts
and our pork therapy couch.
That's right.
You can send us questions at questions.porktherapy.com.
Go to our website porktherapy.com and go to our Facebook page. And if you want to become a fan. Nobody's stopping you.
Go for it. There's no boundaries against that. Thanks.
Bye.